Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, messy baby.
Last Friday night, yeah, we did some tabletops, and we took too many shots. Think we kissed, but I forgot. Last Friday night, yeah, we maxed your credit cards, and you kicked out of the bar, so we hit the boulevard. Last Friday night.
Now hitting the pool and the bars, there it is. That's exactly what I'm going to do tonight. What about you, Jay? You want to join me? I'm going to hit the pool and the bars. That'll be something that I do most every Friday
Sounds
night.
Sounds like a late night.
Not, yes,
I know,
exactly.
Can we be home by 8 p.m.?
Yeah, okay. So you can be home by 6 or leave at 4. You can start now and be home at 10 o'clock in the morning, however that works. Have no fear, the Duggar is here, along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on the Friday Good Day program. It's the 5th of April. Have no fear. Do you know what fear is? Have I ever discussed this with you? People who are so full of fear, everything about their thinking is aimed at being afraid of stuff. So I will, as I have said many times, it's kind of like worrying, which is a prayer for something you don't want to have happen. As fear are fear thoughts, fear is false expectations appearing real. F-E-A-R, false expectations appearing real. So don't let yourself go down that road. If you can possibly help it, you will be better than that. And look at yourself as being better than that. You're certainly better today than you were yesterday and the day before, and hopefully not as good today as you will be tomorrow. How about them apples? Today, and I have that in my mind because today is National Self-Care Day. What is self-care? Some might define it as an act of caring for you, for oneself, through means that help you feel your healthiest and your happiest. When you feel happy, you feel whole. I know that. We all know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So the most common form, actually, proven by one test after another, best form of healthy living is to take care of yourself, something that otherwise you certainly don't think that you're selfish to take care of yourself. That's
yes,
not.
You can't pour from an empty cup. Or like
no.
what they always say when you're on a flight and something happens and the oxygen masks drop down. Put on yours first, and then help other people.
Yep, can't help others before you help yourself. And that's it, basically, the bottom line. Is something that is somewhat institutionalized, depending on where you live and how you think. Taking care of yourself doesn't mean you can't give to others. Just means, as Jay just suggested, you can't give to others well if you don't take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's kind of a personal thing. There are a lot of groups around the country. I think Marianne Williamson is good at helping people to figure this out, and others that come from that that train of thought. So anyway, I just thought we would start by thinking about your own self-care, and this is a day that has been created to remind you to take a break on you and put yourself first. All right? Can you do that? Everybody, raise your hands if you say, yeah, okay, I can do that. I'll think about that today. Why not? It's a good thing for us to think about those things. All right, let's see. What other exciting things have we missed or not talked about? There's the situation in Kansas. It's mostly Kansas City, I guess. The owner of the Royals, a guy named John Sherman, and the fellow who runs the Chiefs in Kansas City, Mark Donovan, were on a stage at a distillery in Kansas City this week, acknowledging the will of the voters. There was an election, it was a primary election, and one of the things on the ballot this week in Kansas was whether or not to take money, tax money, and pay for a new downtown ballpark? And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They said, nope, we're not going to do that. We can't do it. 58% of the voters, by the way, rejected this. There was a 3/8 cent sales tax. The Royals were promising a $1 billion, they put in the $1 billion of private funding on their own. They wanted to use their share of the revenue, the tax revenue, to build a new ballpark as the centerpiece of a $2 billion downtown district. This is a pretty, right now, it's a good neighborhood called the Crossroads. I should have thought about this when Maria Trilogy was with us yesterday. The first conversation I ever had with her was right there in the Crossroads in Kansas City. I had forgotten about that until I just remembered what went on there this week. So here's something. This becomes controversial because a lot of communities are trying and have tried and have been successful at coughing up a lot of money for sports teams. And there are many people, and I'm one of them, who thinks that's not a proper use of taxpayer money. Now, you can say, well, you know, there's a lot of business that's built around it. Businesses do better. We're helping the downtown. We're doing this. We're doing that. If you look at how much money these teams are making now and how much money they're worth, there certainly is a way through private funding to get what they need. And I'm not sure whether these guys have come back and readdressed this. I didn't follow the story.
Well, the Royals had pledged $1 billion from ownership to the projects. And then the Chiefs had committed, I think, like $300 million in private money. And then they were going to use hundreds of million in shares to help out. But I think, I guess, they still needed some. But also, what if, and this comes with a lot of school levies and issues that don't get passed due to taxes, because what if you are not a sports fan? What if you don't, you don't buy tickets, you don't go to the games, you don't go to the stadium, then you're stuck having to pay. That's why a lot of schools fail, because people don't have children in schools and they don't want to pay for the school taxes to help fix something up.
It's kind of, in a way, like a lot of other things that we get taxed for that we don't want to be taxed for. We want to pay. I don't want to pay for college education. I would like them, the youngsters who have had their debt repaid or released or whatever. I think that's great, except I shouldn't have to pay for it, nor should you. We've been paying. We paid all of our bills over the years. There's something else going on here that's deeper than this, and that's the problem. These people are not thinking. It's not a deep thinking solution. It's a superficial, and that's what oftentimes politicians and bureaucrats come up with, superficial ways of fixing serious problems, and it doesn't work. So anyway, I guess the Chiefs and the Royals are going to explore other options now. They could still find, I bet you they can still find the money, and this was just the easy way out. What do you, I think that that's the, well, we'll see what happens, but this is just an example. The reason I brought it up is because it's an example of the kinds of things that have been done in other communities. And frankly, most of the places that I know, it was tried in Boston and it didn't work well because people don't want to replace Fenway Park. And it'll be like doomsday before before that ever gets replaced or taken down. All right, let's talk about the solar eclipse. People are getting ready for Monday. Turn night into day. All of this across North America. So the line goes from Texas to Maine. I think most people have figured that out now. There is a place in the sky. It's interesting because the NASA website says that there is about there's between 108 and 122 miles in the sky. That is, you can, what you're seeing, the opportunity you have to see at the same time is between 108 and 122 miles. So if you're sitting, let's say, in a town near Dallas that's 100 miles away from Dallas, you will see the stuff at the same time. It's about 108 miles. And the sun is in a new cycle, increased solar activity. So the NASA website says viewers of the eclipse can potentially see bright pink loops and eruptions of solar material in addition to the corona of the sun.
That is so, so cool.
It really is. So here, make sure, though, there are three ways to use the solar eclipse. If you have a child that maybe is, I don't know, in the first grade, you ought to take every opportunity you can find to give them the exposure, because this is something that when parents and educators and, you know, people have an opportunity, this is a one-of-a-kind thing for many people. It'll never happen again in a lifetime, mm-hmm. depending on where you live. So if you take, there's a technique comparing historical ideas about eclipses with present scientific answers. And this, again, you can find on the NASA website. You can use the eclipse to discuss how things in science evolve. I've said this, and this is sort of the acceptance of science, if you will. Science is always changing. People say, well, according to the science. Well, there's a flaw in that thinking. That doesn't mean you don't need science, or you don't need to be able to you know, get yourself wrapped around what the scientific method is. And that's how you get children to be curious. So Monday, we'll certainly talk more about it on Monday. I'm positive we will, because we're all wrapped up in it. All right, here's a question about the way the world is thinking. And I'm going to ask this of you, Jay, because I think that you're maybe more tuned into it than am I, because I've kind of checked out of some of the new thinking about girls and boys and stuff. So the question becomes whether pink dresses, for example, are appropriate for girls and blue pants for boys. Are men angry because of their testosterone? The sex and gender stuff that anthropology and sociology courses have taught us. I remember having all this stuff when I was in school. I don't know if you took any sociology courses when you were in school, Jay, but I took a lot of them because I wanted to examine the approaches to the sociology of understanding people. Mm-hmm. And now we have this new focus on sex and gender, women's experiences, men's experiences, that sort of thing. So I think we ought to listen to some information. There's a new study out from, of all places, the Lego Group, finding that girls feel an intense pressure to be perfect and believe adults give boys different recognition for their work. Here's Janet Simmons.
Did you know that globally, society is around 7 times more likely to attribute terms like sweet, pretty, cute, and beautiful exclusively to girls? And we know that language has a big impact on how children see themselves. Amy Morin, psychotherapist and author, explains how parents can foster creativity in girls.
Girls are inherently creative, but like any skill, creativity develops over time. Use playtime to ask open-ended questions, encouraging your child to share more and open up their creative courage.
Parents can also encourage a growth mindset. This means prioritizing progress over perfection, so children solve a problem that enables them to focus on overcoming challenges. There are tools out there to help.
The Lego Group's Play Unstoppable campaign is calling on parents to help girls create something without fear of failure by building and then rebuilding using one brick at a time.
For more of these tips, plus free online and in-store workshops, head to lego.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on the Thinking Program, the Thinking Persons Program, the Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The appropriate moment in time for us to discuss social media things is right here, right now. And in the celebrity department, top 10 trending names, Mr. Gene Simmons is in there along with Kiss because of what they're doing. Mr. Simmons has assured fans that what's going on is the right thing at the right time. You want to know what's going on, don't you? Right? You do?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. We'll get right to it.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You think this is the most popular of all the Kiss tunes? What do you think, Jay? I want to rock and roll all night. Certainly, Kiss is known as a hard rock quartet. So they announced this week that they're selling their catalog, as a lot of musicians are, their brand name, and their IP address to a Swedish company for $300 million.
Not just any Swedish company, Pop House Entertainment Group, which was co-founded by ABBA's Björn Ulvaeus.
Oh.
Yeah. And
the ABBA group, yeah.
Yeah, and ABBA. So Kiss, at the end of their very last concert, when they took the stage, took that final bow on the final night of their farewell tour, I think that was at the end of 2023, they revealed digitized avatars of themselves. Well, ABBA has done that, and Gene Simmons has said this, just selling all of this doesn't mean it's the end of the road. It's more of a collaboration. So I think that's really kind of where their artistry is going into the digital space.
So the stuff that George Lucas created at Industrial Light and Magic, our own Bob Kay has done a lot of work there. A lot of people, when it comes to the some of the effects that you see in movies that look real but really aren't, all that stuff comes out of Industrial Light and Magic, which is up in San Francisco. And so they've been able to create a lot of these things that they're talking about here. Thing you can use the images, for example, use the use all of these, use the light, use the pictures, use the sound, and create what has been now described as digital avatars. And so they're going to be able to control. This is AI stuff. And this will help them. There's a whole lot of worrying going on, with good reason, I think, about people and their images and their music getting stolen by AI. And these people and their images, who the people that own their own image, they can't do anything about it, or at least they haven't been able to. So now there's legislation pending to protect the images and the sound and thoughts of people who have been robbed of the value of what they have by AI, various AI acquisitions, if you will. So this is probably a smart thing for them. I mean, they all get to put Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, and I don't know who's, what's it, Tommy Thayer, I think. Paul Stanley, yeah, this, these three guys, they get $100 million a piece out of this. What's wrong with that? In this day of capitalism, right? Good thinking. 28 past the hour on Friday's Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge is rejecting Donald Trump's plea to dismiss his classified documents case. USA's John Schaefer.
Trump had argued that the case should be thrown out under the protection of the Presidential Records Act. However, the judge stated that the charges Trump sought to dismiss were not dependent on this statute. Special Counsel Jack Smith has indicted Trump on 40 counts alleging violations of the Espionage Act, which prohibits mishandling national defense information.
A half hour, 30 minutes, that's the amount of time President Biden spent on the phone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden reportedly told Netanyahu he wants to see immediately how Israel plans to improve the situation for Palestinian civilians suffering in the midst of the Israel-Hamas war. The White House says Biden made it clear U.S. foreign policy toward the Gaza conflict will be riding on Israel's response. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with her mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Don't you think that's true, Jay? Spoon, maybe a little honey helps the medicine go down a little bit better. And this is the time of year when you need some of that because of the cold season. The flu season pretty much is off. It's certainly not as virulent as it was in the beginning of the year, December, January, February. But we have these allergies. Having to deal with those is no fun. So have a little honey around so you can put it with some of that horrible stuff that you put. Ugh. You just swallow some of the things like NyQuil. Ugh, God, is that stuff awful.
The liquid is, yeah. If you just have the pills,
That's okay.
Those are so much better.
All right, good to know. How are you working through things that need to be worked through today? Have you started already, and are you struggling? A lot of people, you know, do. This is a great lesson I learned a long time ago on the page that gives you instructions for life, right? You have this this thing that came from your father and maybe your mother about hard work and doing things the right way, and sometimes that is correct and sometimes it isn't, because when you work hard and you don't work on the right things, then you won't get to where you need to go. So the important thing here is to learn what it is that is the what do you have to focus on. Working hard is great, but working hard on the right things is even better. And this kind of goes along with my philosophy. I suppose maybe this suggestion, I'm considered a leader of thought. Okay, whether I am or not remains to be seen, but it's nice that people think that I'm a thought leader. You get these things, you must get them too, Jay, in the mail, or you get the email what do they call them? It's not intellectual. It's something like thought leader, but it isn't quite that phraseology.
Nope, can't say I ever have. I get AARP stuff, though, for some reason.
You're a long way from that. And believe me, there's nothing about the AARP that you can, you know, they sell you lots of stuff, but you can find it pretty much anywhere else at less money. Anyway, my admonition to you here is to pay attention to how you're working and what you're working on, so that as you work, you're working smart and you're getting ahead and you're doing the right things, not working on the wrong things. All right, and just think it through. That's the story here. That's where my head's at. Now let's talk about some people who are in the news, shall we? On the Friday Good Day program, Bill Clinton has written a book called Citizen Clinton. Citizen, My Life After the White House. He says that the book is going to cover everything from his campaigns, his wife, his views on a lot of things that are going on, like the January 6th insurrection, the Iraq War. He did write a book, about 20 years ago, that was entitled My Life. And I think the new, they've just announced it because they're putting it together. It'll be out in time for Christmas. Yay! I want to buy a book about Bill Clinton and give it to all my friends. So, anyway, this is basically about his years since he left the White House. And the stories are mostly other people who have changed his life. So the people that he worked with probably going back to visit. And the book will do fine because Clinton is still popular.
Yeah. I think people really like these autobiographies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there's been a lot of controversy since then, the whole business about Epstein. I guess he's going to address that in the book. So he'll tell his side of that story. And you know what? A lot of things happen through influence, but the old where there's smoke, there's fire, sometimes that's true, sometimes mm-hmm. it's not. So you give him the benefit of the doubt. But anyway, he's going to tell the story, and the book's out in November, and yada, yada.
No, Conan I didn't O'Brien. Realize that he had other works. He co-authored with James Patterson a couple of
We did,
fiction.
That's right.
Uh-huh, couple of fiction things.
Yeah, right. He's done very well, as ex-presidents do, in terms of monetary. I think he and Hillary both get, is it $50,000 a speech? Something along that line. And they, both he and Obama, most of the recent presidents, George Bush never did it because he didn't need the money. But these two, you know, when Clinton went into the White House, he didn't have a penny to his name. And Obama, had a little but not much. So they all have now at least a couple of $100 million in bank accounts here and there. It's being the president's good business, it would appear. Conan O'Brien is in the focus. I could have put this, I suppose, in the social media department because his name is trending. You'll see the story all over the place today. He's going to go back to The Tonight Show, but as a guest. Jimmy Fallon invited him to come back, so he's going to be on next Tuesday. Those of you who are Conan O'Brien fans, he's doing a HBO Max series called Conan O'Brien Must Go. So, it'll be him and the stuff that he's I used to like the program before they made it a half hour. After he left and he did this show of, was it Fox? Where was it that he did a? He did another late night show. And it was,
he took over for Jay Leno for a year. And then all of they wanted to move the time and all of this stuff.
Terrible.
And he felt like it was going to kind of ruin what the show that he had just left was doing. Mm-hmm. And so he opted out and Jay Leno came back for a short period.
Yeah. He did not sabotage. You know, I believe Leno when he says O'Brien said that he thought Jay Leno sabotaged him, and Jay Leno said he didn't, and it was back. It was kind of childish. And
I read it was more about the network, not Jay Leno, but it was the network that sabotaged
it. Yeah. Well, because it didn't work. It was awful. Conan O'Brien was terrible in that role. Awful. Terrible. And Jay Leno is not perfect. Johnny Carson was the only really perfect one, but I have on the rake, what is it, Roku. The house in California has Roku, so once in a while I'll watch an old episode of Johnny Carson they have on Roku. And there were three or four episodes on, kind of like right after the other, one after the other, with Jay Leno when he was a kid with his black hair and he was starting, and Johnny Carson loved having him on. And then when all of the controversy started when he was retiring, he told NBC he wanted David Letterman to take his place. And NBC said, nah, we like Jay Leno better. So what did David Letterman do? He went to CBS, and the rest, as they say, is history. But, it worked out for everybody pretty well, in fact. The only sad thing, we were talking about Jay Leno earlier this week, because his wife has to be in a conservatorship situation. She's got kind of bad dementia, it looks like.
So, some days she doesn't recognize her husband. Some days she doesn't know her own birthday.
Yep. All right, here's another name in the news. Derek Dearman. Mr. Dearman is a convicted killer. Been on death row in Alabama. He said he does not want to delay justice anymore. Justice for the families deserves to take place. He murdered 5 people 8 years ago. And he says, I'm ready to pay. So he apparently was interviewed this week. And he said he mailed some letters this week to the governor of Alabama, as well as to some judges and the attorney general who were involved in his case. He had been, there was one group that put up the money to appeal the convictions. And he says, nah, I don't want that anymore. He's only 36 years old. He says, now is the time for the victims and their families to get the justice they rightly deserve and have some closure. So he's not told the victims, it's all over the place in the news media now, so they must all know. He says he's laid awake many nights thinking, what would I say to any of them if I ever had the chance, the opportunity to say something? And that's, he said, the reason I made my decision to have my sentence carried out. Words don't have any weight in this situation. The only thing I would say to everybody is that I'm sorry. So, man, how do you even begin to try to figure out how these people who do this, these sort of heinous things, think or don't think? Almost like robots, in a manner of speaking. All right, let's get on to something that's much more pleasant. Got this weekend, and the Omaha Steak Sale is over. The 50% semi-annual sale is supposed to go through next Monday, I believe. So you better hustle if you haven't done this. I don't think there's any limit on how many times you can call and stock up on this stuff. I saw something from a couple of people. They called 3 or 4 times. And they went online to omahasteaks.com/Doug to get all of the savings, the site-wide savings, 50% off on all these great, these fabulous foods. The taste is like second to none. You'll love this stuff. If you've never had any Omaha Steaks before, they've been around since 1917, 3-4 generations of the same family doing what they are doing now, with bigger and better burgers, the favorites that a lot of people talk about that aren't beef-related. They've got chicken, they've got scalloped potatoes, I think they have some fish things in there, a lot of great desserts. So why don't you treat yourself as you're getting into the season of grilling. A lot of people grill all year long, but right now The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is grinding and moving, and you better move, all right? Mouth-watering favorites, the juicy steaks, the comfort meals, decadent desserts, all yours, 50% off, 100% money-back guarantee. All the beef is naturally aged. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug for the semi-annual sale. And eight, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. All right, so a couple of things that we need to address here, Jay. On the April 5th edition of the Good Day program, looking around where I am, the nor'easter that blew through here, there are about a million customers who don't have any power still in areas not far from me and further north. This was one heck of a storm. High winds, a couple of feet of snow up north. Listen, this is like a rejuvenation of for the skiing season to a lot of these places. There's a lot of snow, and unfortunately a couple of people were killed in road incidents, trees falling on their cars, that sort of thing. The storm was the biggest nor'easter, April nor'easter, to hit the area for the last 3 or 4 years. It's not like everybody said, oh, I've never seen anything like this before. Just to refresh your memory, the same thing happened in 2020 about the same time. And so the jet stream is now warming up with the moisture air from the Atlantic coast, and that's what causes all of this stuff. That's why they're called nor'easters. All right, you got it? 10 minutes for the hour. This is the Good Day program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now 53 after the hour. This is a good day program. Doug Steffen with Food, Farm, and Family Time. Don't forget, every day you can find this information. Yesterday we celebrated National Burrito Day. People got some recipes out of foodfarmfamily.com. Today we celebrate National Caramel Day. Is there anything better than a dish of vanilla ice cream with some caramel on top of it? Or
chocolate? Dark chocolate covered in salt.
Dark chocolate. And milk chocolate is better. You like dark chocolate. I like milk chocolate. And let's not call the whole thing off, shall we? If you're having a down day, best way to fix it is to have some chocolate or caramel or mix them both on some ice cream. Yes. So caramel actually has been a delicacy, pretty unique, pretty unforgettable as it got started. It's like everything else. Caramel came about because of somebody trying to figure something else out by the Arabs it's really kind of interesting. The history of caramel and the history of the Arabs are about the same. Back centuries ago, they used boiling water to crystallize sugar and create the hard, crunchy candy that they became well known for. And then over time, caramel spread to Europe, and then we have it now. It's kind of gooey, right, in a sense. Well, it can be the gooey stuff you put on top of ice cream, but if you have caramel candy inside a chocolate, you know, it's gooey, but it's fun, and it's tasty.
Yeah, or you can make it hard candy style.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, been around for over 1,000 years, and we enjoyed the Hershey Company in Lancaster County back in the 1880s, set up the first caramel-making company. He made caramel actually before he made chocolate, which I think is kind of interesting to realize. So, National Caramel Day, have a caramel chocolate today, or a little caramel. Maybe just stick your spoon into I have a jar of caramel downstairs, and I, every once in a while, I fall prey to the desire. Yum, let's have some of this. Governor DeSantis of Florida has signed a bill this week that gives the state regulatory control over the food delivery platforms. What is that, DoorDash and that ilk? Jay, that's pretty much what that's all about,
yep,
right?
DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of those things. Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem? Are they overcharging? I guess they sometimes charge people differently, depending on what
the menu
was.
Well, and with restaurants, sometimes the restaurant's getting slammed. And I think that sometimes we don't think about DoorDashing or Uber Eats, that those are still customers. Those are still meals they have to do. So even it just adds up, it piles up, and they're approving mm-hmm. orders that restaurants aren't able to fulfill or they haven't approved a lot of times. So this just kind of, it's almost protecting the restaurant itself. Now, any restaurant that does food delivery on their own, not doing through a delivery service, obviously is exempt from this because they're part of the restaurant. They know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. That'd be interesting to see if other states copy that idea. Here's a Food Farm Family exclusive focusing on one of the worst companies in the history of mankind, ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, one of the four big conglomerates that is trying to take over and have actually been pretty successful at taking over the production of food. So one of their divisions, their animal nutrition division, has recalled the chicken stuff that they put in. It's called Pen Pals. I've never seen this, but I don't use it. I look, if I see their name, I run the other way. Anyway, this is for, there's cattle, there's pig feed, cattle feed, horse feed that have been, they have elevated levels of calcium and phosphorus and magnesium and sodium or chloride in them. The company located in Quincy, Illinois, has told people basically, especially if you got, you know, you go buy 25-pound bags of this stuff or 50-pound bags, you know, on the farm. Mm-hmm. I buy my feed for the cows in one-ton bags. But this is for people who don't have a lot of these animals. Chicken starter, all of this stuff, 25-pound bags.
Well, this is a situation like the Rizzo Lopez thing, where it's multiple brands that are recalling stuff because the supplier had the issue. So
well,
I think we're probably going to hear more a lot of these.
Yeah, right. If it says on the bag produced by ADM, bring it back. Wherever you got it, bring it to Tractor Supply or the local grain store, local feed store. This stuff is no good. Archer Daniels Midland is no good. So, you know, you see that name. If you want to make sure you have the right stuff, buy something else from somebody else. How's that for that? Pretty much puts them in their place, because I just think they've gotten too big and too powerful and they don't care. And this is a pretty good example of how that shakes out. 59 past the hour, Food, Farm, and Family on the Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.